Welcome to Boundless Love Podcast. Here it's all about next level approach to love, leadership, and intimacy. I am your host, Sophia Sundari. Hello, hello, beautiful humans. I have an important announcement for you. It is time to be divine. It is time to be divine in the most practical, powerful way. It is time to embody your supreme destiny. It is time to be here, the one you said you're going to be. It is time to witness reality as you know it, shift and become a reality of love, of light, of your deepest, truest desires. It is time to embody that which your heart is beating for, your truth. Your uncompromising, straightforward, unapologetic, unashamed, real self, highest self, divine self. So if you're new here, my name is Sophia Sundari and I'm a spiritual mentor. I walk the path of Tantra. I invite my clients to walk the path of modern Tantra because I believe that this is the most suitable path for a modern day human being, which involves being so totally alive that you cannot help but remember divinity within this very breath of life. And I yearn to support millions and millions of people on this planet to experience directly what it means to be divine. Experience this state of divinity that is not just a fleeting experience, but a permanent state where all your cells vibrate as your true divine essence, as the great void that you are, as the eternity, as the infinity that you are. And it takes a lot of willingness to walk this path. It takes a certain level of maturity. It takes a certain level of disillusionment with the normal, mundane reality. That's why my clients tend to be like in their 30s, in their 40s, in their 50s even. Sometimes there are mature young people in their 20s who come and they go like, I don't have time to waste. I don't need to try this and that. I remember a friend of mine told me when I was just starting my path of truth, he told me, I love what you're doing. This all sounds so interesting and so fascinating, but let me play out this life. And then when I'm older, I'll come and I'll join you. And I was like, whatever, you know, it's fine. Do your thing. But for some people, there is a real sense of urgency. They're like, I'm not interested. I'm not interested to try and live in the delusion of the shiny things that are just distractions. I want to go all the way. I want to come home and then live this life full out, full out. It takes will. Yeah. One of my most favorite ways to work with my people is in person because you have nowhere to hide. Because we are there together in the cauldron of transformation in the temple. Yeah, I work with this structure that is called the temple. I want to speak about this here because it's really relevant with what we have coming up with the in-person events, in-person experiences. And this is one of my most favorite ways to work with people. Actually, my favorite way to work with people is forever. It's like with a sense, we're doing this forever. And this is the path. It's not just an experience. It's the path. And then we weave and we have online experiences that are supporting your day-to-day reality. That's why I have my Sundari Temple. That's why I have the Field Mastermind. But then we come together in person. And this is so important. This is how I started my work 12 years ago, 10 years ago, I ran my first immersion. Then there were years when I was doing immersion after immersion, like every month I had a retreat because I loved the magic that was going on there. And now I do them quite rarely, but they are so powerful. And what happens there is that there's this condensed reality. There's just this cauldron of transformation that gets activated. I enter into the highest accessible state of consciousness to me. And from that place, I tap into the essence that is the temple, which manifest as a physical location, but actually it's so much more beyond a physical location. It's a field. It's a field. It's a portal in which you access highest connections your being has made over lifetimes and over multiple lifetimes that are unfolding in this very moment. And in that portal, everything is accessible to you. That's why transformation happens so fast. We work on the level of the body. We work on the level of emotions, on the level of the mind. I love psychology. I really understand deeply how we can go transpersonal with the psychology, but I do not stay there. We work a lot with the body, with the eroticism. Yeah, that's so important because like we have to come to life. That's the tantric way that you come to life fully. You come alive fully. And then that, in that life, in giving yourself to this chaos that most people are terrified of, you discover that you can actually develop such a tremendous stability inside of you that the chaos is just fertility, is just aliveness. And no matter what kind of emotions, no matter what kind of challenges are there in your life, through this grounding that's taking place in the temple, that will that you bring, it's like you bring this fire to transform, fire to meet the dense reality of emotions, of feelings, of stuff, of the things that overwhelm you currently in your life. You choose to bring it all and love it and love it. And how can you love things that are disturbing most of the population on our planet? An instability, change, rapid change, unexpected events, unpredictability, unknown. How can you love it when the whole world is terrified of it? You love it because you become love. And then you see that you get to love it all. And so that's why I love these cauldrons we create. I call them immersions, mystery immersions, and Sundari mystery immersions. Often people ask me what is happening there. And I want to explain here as best as I can, like really, like honestly. But in simple terms, it's mystery what's happening there. Because you come and you enter this field of mystery. You enter this portal, the temple, where everything is available to you. You can plug into your highest destiny. You can shift timelines. That's why it happens so often that many people choose to go offline for the duration of the immersion. And after they go online, it happens so often, people came to me, they're like, Sophia, how is it possible? I was offline. I sold out my retreat while I was here. And I'm like, because you tapped into the right place inside of you. You tapped into your limitlessness. It happened that people walk out of the immersion straight away. People are looking at them differently. It's like the number one feedback I get. People are like, I feel so attractive. I feel so alive. I feel so erotic. Everyone is asking me what the heck happened to me. They want to breathe the air that I'm breathing. They want to come close to me. How is that possible? Number one problem amongst my clients, really, I kid you not. Number one problem amongst my clients, they tell me, I feel so much sexual energy. I feel so vibrant, so alive. My whole body is buzzing with pleasure. Sophia, what do I do with it? And I'm like, welcome to the club. This is how your life gets to be. This is your potential. This is your pleasure. This is your creative potential. And you then get to see that in that yes to life, you say yes to that pleasure and you don't even need to like go rub yourself hysterically and release this pleasure, what we are so used to. But you get to enter into an orgasmic state of living. And it sounds so sexual, but actually it's just who you are. This is natural stuff, people. We just are so used to this numb existence, disconnected, not feeling so full of shame. You know, the reality as we know it is so covered with shame. And shame is so so ingrained in human existence. Shame to feel so much and not have the language to express what you feel and go into freeze because of that. Shame because you are in a strange situation and you feel way too young and way too inexperienced to know how to deal with it. Shame because people look at you in a certain way and you really are not equipped how to be with it. Shame because the whole life seems to be just pointing at you and you feel so exposed and you don't have any emotional intelligence, any response, any knowing of how to meet the density of this life. So we cover ourselves in shame. Shame arises in a way that it freezes you. And then we live in these layers and layers and layers of freeze, of disconnection, of shame. And where is shame coming from? First and foremost, from sexual disconnection. Sexual shame is the root of all shame, because sexuality is humanity. And then if we are not comfortable with our sexuality, which is like 90% of population, if not more, then we are not comfortable with being human. And then this shame is layers and layers of shame, layers and layers of suppression, of disconnection. Whew. And so when you come into the place of love, because you only can heal shame with love, only with love. And then when you bring so much love, every resistance melts away, then this is what happens. You're so magnetic. You're so attractive. You effortlessly attract what you desire. And my path is so unconventional. And not only I'm a spiritual mentor and I love what I do and I've offered my life to the divine, you know, that's what started my path. I heard that it's a possibility. I learned what consecration means, and it means to dedicate the fruits of something that you're doing to the supreme, to the divine. And when I heard about that, and then someone told me that she offered her life, she was cutting my hair, it was in Thailand, she was cutting my hair on my porch, and she was just casually telling me that, yeah, one day she consecrated her life to the divine. And when I heard it, I couldn't hear anything else. She was telling me things I could not hear. And I was like, that's it. And so the next day, that's what I did. I created my own ceremony in my own way. Just went to the beach, held myself, held all parts of me, and said, all of that is for the divine. Everything that happened before, everything that's happening now, everything that's happening from here onwards, this is for God. And I live in that. I bathe in that every moment of my life. And I invite my people with me, my soul family, I call them, my clients. We are in that magnificent field together. And the relationships we built, the longevity of these relationships, the values we actually are resting on, the integrity that is there. That's why you will never see me complaining about my clients or something that is going on, because I know it's all a reflection of me, and I love what I see. I truly love the depth that on which we are able to meet. And besides being that, I'm also a very successful business owner. And that's not something in the beginning of my path, I never thought that that could be in any way part of my reality. However, in my surrender, I saw that it involved becoming very successful. And I'm just in the beginning of that, actually. And I've built a business that brings multiple seven figures in a year. And I've touched and impacted a lot of people all over the planet, tens and tens of thousands. And the way that I've come to the success is so unconventional, is so not based on kind of masculine business structures and even certain business frames. Now, for example, in my business, I have only one full-time employee, and this is a highly successful business. So all the things that people say you have to do, no. It's a part of my existence to actually be the living proof that the impossible is possible and that you don't have to do anything that is not in alignment with your highest path. And actually, that's the way to the greatest success. And so this comes through this offering, through this remembrance of being the divine, understanding that there is nothing that can go wrong for you when you are living from your deepest truth. And in emergence, we work on these levels, yeah, on the level of the body, where in your body you discover the knots, the stuff, the emotional stuff that has landed in your body. So I bring in tremendous importance to working on the posture, to working on the spine, to achieving a really highly vibrant, healthy state of being. And we work a lot with the energy body, with the vitality, with this aliveness, this vibrancy. You know, it's like you can have a handshake with a person and it's like a fish. Or you can have a handshake and your whole day changes from that handshake. Not that I shake hands often with people. I prefer to hug. But still, you feel that vibrancy in a person who has chosen to verticalize their being, to really direct their whole being to the divine. So we work on the level of the body, therefore on the level of the energy. You also eat in a certain way when you are working with me. You have certain practices you adopt and you come into optimal state of health. You know, what's very interesting that with age, we only get healthier. That's actually a reality. And your body comes into more and more optimal shape because the body reflects your inner state. Your body reflects your emotional state, your spiritual state. We work on the level of emotions. Yeah, nothing to deny, not to deny the shame, not to deny the inadequacy, not to deny the insecurity and the stuff where you feel not ready, not available, not belonging, not knowing, getting yourself into confusion. Like all of that gets to be addressed. We get to see the patterns and the ancestry and undo the knots, undo those knots, and let things pop out of your field. You really get to release things once and for all. This release is so powerful when we work at the level of the emotions, when you work at the level of the shadows, when you work at the level of your sabotage and like sabotaging your reality, creating chaos, for example. When you work on this level, you start to see that many of these things are not even yours. They have been passed down to you. But you are the one equipped with tools to liberate yourself and your lineage from them. So this is fascinating, yeah? We do this shadow work. We do this detangling work. And you start to see how your body gets also liberated as you do this work. Yeah? The neck, shoulders, the lower back, all the things that are held there. You get to breathe life into that. Learn these lessons. Walk through those dark, dark places, which are not even that dark when you dare to love them. And then, of course, we work on the level of spirituality. We work on the level of just remembering yourself as the divine. Daring to be the divine. So daring means willing, means bringing your willpower to it. Not just saying, oh yeah, I've done that. But are you constantly at the edge of your evolution? Are you constantly buzzing with life and new states of being and new recognition of how you are creating this reality just with your breath, just with your thoughts, just with your gaze? My work is for people who have done the ordinary long enough to choose the extraordinary. And you choose this extraordinary existence, and this is where we meet, and this is where we dance. You must have done some therapy. You must have done some groundwork. You must have done all this. Then you find me. Until then, I am rather invisible to you. And then you find me. And then we get to dance, this cosmic dance, this limitless dance, this infinite dance, when there's really nothing that can stop you. from being the divinity you truly are. And you are so important, because if you are still here with me, if you can understand this language I'm using, it means that you are one of the people who is meant to play a really significant role for the evolution of humanity's consciousness. And once we reach a critical mass of population, of people who experience high levels of awakening, who actually see the fabric of the matrix, who actually see the reality for what it is, and do not dwell in just this indulgence in the victim state and not understanding why things are happening and, you know, like stuff, not normal human stuff. When you are willing to claim those higher levels of awakening, when you recognize that there's no one besides you in this entire existence, that there is only oneness, that there is only totality, that there is only infinity. When you come to those levels of realization, you serve on such a high level. You serve the evolution of humanity's consciousness. You serve where we are headed as the collective. You serve what Rudolf Steiner called Homo Angelicus, the emergence of a new species that is beyond Homo sapiens, emergence of the new species. And this is profound. This is such a legacy. This is such a giving. And my work is serving that. Sometimes people ask me why I don't talk about wars. And I say I talk about things that will end wars once and for all, because we have to come to a certain vibrational frequency together. And that ends the nonsense, that ends the disasters, that ends the confusion, that ends the wars within, that ends the wars in our relationships, that ends the wars between our brothers and sisters, that ends it. So this is so grandiose. And if we are speaking the same language, it's a big privilege and blessing for me. So we are having this in-person time coming up. It's that season. It's that season. And we are beginning preparation work for my upcoming immersion. So I have an immersion coming up in Italy, in Sardinia, this May. And we're beginning the preparation work. And why I'm doing the preparation work is because I don't like this thing. You know, you come to the place and you're like, I don't know who these people are. I don't know. How did I end up here? I personally don't like it. And I also didn't like it when it was in my retreats. Like, people come and then they are like taking time to defrost, to warm up, to check me out, to whatever, you know, sort out their resistance and so on. I'm done with that. So I'm not doing those things for a while now. So what I'm doing is we have a month of preparation work. And this is for the highest benefit, because this really has been amazing. So you start to build the connections, the relationships, 1 month before we come together. And you also get on a certain diet. You start to work with your body. You already start to undo the knots that are sitting along your spine. We release some karmas already before we come together. And then when you come together with a group of friends already. And the people who come are just like, that's also one of the biggest things that my clients are always saying, that the community is incredible. It's like when we can be in this level of depth together, and you have people coming from all over the world, and then they keep their relationships going for years and years and lifetimes. It's really sacred, the soul family coming together. And we are prepared, we've undone our resistances before even arriving. And when you arrive, you're like, okay, let's go. We don't need the first 2-3 days to warm up to each other, to check each other out. It's like, we are in already. We are already committed. Everyone's committed. So we are going in from day one. Like, normally the first we come together, we start around 5 or so. We have our welcome ceremony. Normally already that is like full of breakthroughs. And then we have 7 days together. And then the whole day we live a temple life. From the morning, I'm there with you, giving you activation practices in the morning. Your whole morning, your whole day changes from that. Already the morning is like, it could be just that could be enough. But then we keep going and we keep going. There is spaciousness. There is lots of spaces of emptiness, of breathing, of being, of connecting. And then, yeah, there's not so much talk. I'm not there so much talking, explaining. I am being in the highest place I can be. And then I'm taking you with me. You're invited, warmly invited. And then you say yes, and we fly. And we fly for this entire time. We forget the world, we forget the problems. And then you come out and you see that all your problems are solved because you shifted state of consciousness big time. And you've ascended so much higher and you've anchored permanently in a state of remembering your divinity. And that is the cure that cures every single problem, every single dysfunction, the only and ultimate cure, remembering your divine nature. So, mystery immersion. Does it make sense why I call them mystery immersions? The next one is called Fields of Grace, and I really want it to be just this grace. My words for this year have been, first word was grace, and then I also came up with the word dragon, because it's also about this power, this human sexual power, where you are so strong in your body, so grounded, so powerful. You have the energy it takes to serve what you came here to serve. You have the energy to give, to be the translucent channel for the divine grace. Yeah, that's it. That's how our life flows, with so much pleasure, with so much aliveness, and completely conducive to grace, filled with grace, filled with love, kissed by the divine. So my loves, if you're interested in a journey of a lifetime, send me a message. Send us an email, inquire about Fields of Grace in Sardinia. We still have some spots open. It's pretty amazing. I don't speak so much about my immersions anymore, but they just fill up and we have still some spots open. And if that's our language, you're so welcome.